Diabetes Breakthrough.
We're counting down the top stories of 2011 as we get ready to rock into 2012. Hey, everybody, this is Kate Delaney in the name of the show, America Tonight. We kind of zig and zag all over the place. You're invited to the overnight party, and you're invited to throw in your 2 cents. What do you think was the biggest story of 2011? There were a lot of highlights and a lot of lowlights, to be certain. Of course, Osama bin Laden, huge story. Controversies abound over what happened with bin Laden, and that rolls back into May. And, of course, we're still feeling the effects of that with the relationship with Pakistan. And it also bubbled up to the surface a lot of conspiracies as to what really happened and what happened in the compound and maybe what happened beforehand. So there were all different kinds of shades to the Osama bin Laden story. For my money, I think pure and simple, I don't care what happened, all the specifics. They got the scumbag who I truly believe brought down the towers as somebody who was in New York when that happened and saw the vicious, awful results on what it has done to people's lives, not just in New York, but as Americans, how things have changed for all of us, even simply in going to the airport and our sense of security when it comes to a terrorist. So for my money, that certainly was one of the top 5 stories of the year. There are several others, and we'll go through them during this hour of America Tonight. By the way, speaking of terrorists, Al-Qaeda sent some jihadists to Libya. I know, shocking as it seems, this is exactly what we think happens in the Middle East as the chessboard rolls around. We're talking about veteran guys who know how to blow up more than just a town square, let's say, supposedly. Because one of the jihadists includes a veteran fighter who's been actually at one point detained in England on suspicion of terrorism. So how did he slip through? He is committed to the goal and committed to attacking any U.S. interest. And there are several others as well. One of the people that they're talking about is a guy named, just simply known in Al-Qaeda circles in Libya as AA, because his name has not been made public because of UK law and terror suspects who are detained but not charge. See, this is where it gets sticky, doesn't it? By the way, speaking of being detained, the feds have set up a hotline for immigration detainees. You know, when we roll into 2012, one of the things that will come up a little bit more in some of the debates, and already has, is the situation in this country that we have with illegal immigration and just ultimately what our laws are going to look like, what several states are pushing for, like Arizona, which, of course, Arizona getting knocked down, as you know, the governor in some circles being hung in effigy, including by Felipe Calderon, the president of Mexico. But the frustrations in states that especially border Mexico is beyond. I had the pleasure of spending a week with Border Patrol agents once from the morning until the evening and watched exactly what they go through and exactly what it was like on the border. And boy, that really, really changed my perspective. And this back and forth, this crazy volleying back and forth between the federal government and all the states pushing for anti-immigration laws has got to somewhere break open. Now you have the Obama administration announcing that they've got a new hotline for any detainees who feel they may be U.S. citizens or victims of a crime. So, wait, you're a detainee But you might be a U.S. citizen. You don't know if you're a U.S. citizen, or you might be a victim of a crime. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline. You should know about it because you're paying for it. It's part of what they say is a broader effort to improve our immigration enforcement process and prioritize, these are their words, not mine, resources to focus on threats to public safety. Repeat immigration law violators, recent border entrants and immigration fugitives while trying to strengthen, this doesn't sound just like gobbledygook, to strengthen oversight of the immigration detention system and facilitate legal immigration. Anyway, that was the big bad statement from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ICE people. It was a news release that they pumped out. And the idea was to ensure that the people who are pulled in know what their rights are notified about their removal from the country, all that kind of stuff. They even have a new, what they're calling detainer form. And on this form, it's got Spanish, French, Portuguese, Chinese, Vietnamese translations. That's also part of a new policy. The notice to detain, then they'll have some kind of paperwork to hold a person in custody for a certain amount of time. All right, so more red tape. We're paying for it. And ultimately, what does it mean? Who has more rights again? And nobody wants to talk about this. Nobody wants to really give any specifics on what happened here. Notice the day when it came out, end of the day, boom, the statement comes out. And then there's the whole thing about E-Verify. So this move by the Department of Homeland Security comes just before the start of the new year. That's when you try to ram things in, when those new immigration laws in Louisiana, Tennessee, and South Carolina, and Georgia would require businesses to enroll in E-Verify to make sure employees are eligible to work in the United States. And, of course, E-Verify is controversial because of the idea of having to check a prospective employee's citizenship or immigration status. Raise your hand if you've ever had to be checked before. I must say, maybe it's a broadcasting thing, but I've had to do it 4 times already. It wasn't even called E-Verify. It was called Give Us This Proof or You Ain't Working Here. Seriously, I'm not kidding you. And now this new policy, because if you look at Alabama and you look at Arizona, I mean, really, these are the two breakthrough states that have the strictest immigration reform laws. But they weren't successful because they weren't able to implement them. That, you know, in Alabama, they went around it, and in Arizona, they went around it. So we don't know how effective it would have been or wouldn't have been, certainly not at this point. So E-Verify, thumbs up or thumbs down to having to fill out that paperwork. It's interesting because while there's a push from the feds to have E-Verify, right, to go through that, yet there's not a push for other forms, other ways of trying to stop the massive problem they have in states like Arizona, Alabama, Texas, California, Florida, to name a few. And we pay for all of this. It's your money, your taxes. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. And nobody has really addressed this question head on for decades, for decades. All right, come back on the flip side. I'm getting off my soapbox, and we're talking about resolutions next. Yeah. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Of the Dallas Cowboys the other day, Jason Garrett, he told me he had a resolution never to ice another kicker unless he's on the other team. Bada bing. The Cowboys and the Giants, big game because whoever loses goes home. Whoever wins goes to the playoffs. What a week, the final week in the NFL. Always we talk to the Buddha. He is the wise one, Steve Budin from PickNation.com. Boy, is it going to be fun this weekend. Hey, Steve-o.
I like that, the wise one. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever called me.
Are you totally psyched about this weekend? Because, I mean, this
I
is
am.
It, and then we playoffs.
Absolutely, and I'm coming in very hot. 7 out of 8, my last 8 college football paid picks. I won the big game today with Florida State. That miracle will go down with Moses parting the Red Sea. But I'll take it. It's W, and we cash the ticket. And, yeah, we come into week 17 in pro football, and you know what, Kate? This is usually not the best week to put your money down. A lot of interesting things going on, a lot of games that really mean nothing, but there are a few diamonds in the rough, and I guess we'll get to them as we go through them like we normally do.
Yeah, the game that people are looking at, and I think this would be a tough one for me, it's like you're saying, in the last week, you got to be careful. The Lions and the Packers, there's a big build-up here, even though Packers 14-1, Detroit favored by 4. What's your take on this one?
Right, no real playoff implication,
yeah,
though, here. So this is,
yeah,
a really, really tough game to look at. Look, other than pride, I don't know what the Packers would have their starters in. The last thing they would want was for Aaron Rodgers to somehow get a blindside sack and, you know, hurt him. I really can't see him playing much of the game at all. Whereas, you know, Detroit, obviously, they've got every reason to play hard. I'd probably give them a little bit of an advantage. If I had a gun to my head, I would probably take the points with Detroit. But it's not a game that I would play with my money or anyone else's.
No, I wouldn't either. Would you play the Jets and the Dolphins, or would you take a flyer on that
actually,
too?
Yeah, I love this game. This is one of my favorite games on the entire board. And as a Jets fan, you know, I've been watching this movie between the Jets and Miami play out for over 20 years. Look, at the end of the day, to look at these teams, and which team is the hot team going into this game? It's obviously Miami. I mean, they've covered, they've covered 6 out of their last 7 games. Since their coach has gone out, they're playing inspired ball. It's almost like the players want to show the world that, hey, it's not their fault. And on the Jets side, I mean, who are the Jets? I used to know the Jets. I don't know these Jets. I mean, they come out this season, first they're going to throw the ball. Then they go back to the run. Then they trust Sanchez. Then they don't trust Sanchez. At the end of the day, they're a defensive team without a defensive impact player on the defensive line. So the only time they can get any pressure on the quarterback is to send all kinds of blitz packages, and that leaves the secondary wide open. So they have problems covering the middle of the field. Yeah, they do, because they can't get any pressure on the quarterback without sending all kinds of blitzes and leaving that area open. I got to be honest with you. I think this Jets team has zero identity. I think they're going nowhere fast, and they have to address some big issues there. But next year, either Sanchez, Schottenheim, or both have to go. The talk in New York now is trying to get Peyton Manning, if you can believe that or not, to come to the Jets next year. Anyway,
wow.
I love Miami in this game. The New York Jets in Miami is always their Super Bowl down there. I think Miami is going to go through the Jets hard. I like Miami here, minus the 2.5. I think they blow them out.
Woo! All right, I like that prediction. Here's a game that I am very curious about because, again, playoff implications. Titans and the Texans. I don't know. Tough one.
Yeah, I mean, Houston loses to Indy, and I had that one. I said I thought Indy could win that game outright. And you have to ask yourself, will this be the wake-up call? I mean, that they need, or is this just more showing their cracks? I like Tennessee in this spot. I think the Houston team kind of had a lot of success and was immature. They didn't know how to deal with it. I think now they had 2 lackluster performances in a row. And I just think that for them to try to turn it on all of a sudden is very tough to do. And I like Tennessee here, minus the 2.5.
All right, Tennessee minus the 2.5. I can't figure out Cincinnati, and you got the Ravens in Cincinnati. I don't know. This might be a tough one, too, but Big Al wanted me to ask you about this game.
Right, well, this is one of them where my mind says lay the 2.5 with Baltimore. It's a short price for them. They really need to go into the playoffs with a bye. They've got a lot of injured players. They could really use the extra week of rest. They should try to win this game. They should really be trying to win this game. And then my gut tells me that this Cincinnati team's a scrapper, man, especially on defense, and they're going to find a way to win this game. So if the choice of going with my head or my gut, I'm going to go with my head and lay the 2.5 with the Ravens.
Ooh. All right, 2.5 with the Ravens. How about the Tebow factor, the Broncos hosting the Chiefs?
Right. This one is a match made in heaven or hell, depending on whether you believe in Tebow or not. But at the end of the day, I mean, John Elway's going to have to put him in a straitjacket to watch this game. Who knows what he's even rooting for. Look, Kyle Orton, he brings a hot Kansas City team into Denver at this point. Someone said they saw him coming out of a telephone booth last week with a cape on. But I wouldn't go that far. I am not buying into this Kansas City resurgence. I like Denver at home. I think Tebow bounces back, not just from the bad game, to the critics, to the fans, to everyone that's doubting him. I think he comes back hard. I like Denver here at home, minus the 3. So far, all favorites.
Ooh, okay, all favorites so far. I'm glad you pointed that out. Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah, Chargers and the Raiders, like, oh my God, who are the Chargers?
I know,
obviously,
I know.
You know, their coach, Norv Turner, he's gone completely. They're already talking about Gruden coming in to replace him. That's hot on the rumor mill. I think he's dead man walking, and there's no reason for them to show up to this game. I think Oakland wins this game and covers the spread.
Oh, all right. Here's the one I've been dying to ask you about. It's what I mentioned at the top with my conversation.
Giants.
Yeah, exactly.
I should have been a fortune teller. Look, I love this game. I've been talking to you about this the last couple of weeks. I think Dallas is a disaster in December. They always have been. This one's going to be a war, but you have to ask yourself, who's more likely to succeed in a sudden-death game? Eli Manning or Tony Romo? And
Manning.
Come on, you have to still with the veteran quarterback, Eli Manning. You know, he's the guy. He's having a great season this year. A lot of times his team hasn't lived up to what he's bringing to the table, but he himself is probably having his best season personally since he won the Super Bowl. And the Giants, let's face it, they're a scary defense for opposing quarterbacks, especially ones that are kind of hurt, kind of banged up. I think Tony Romo's going to be looking to dish that ball out very, very fast. He's not going to want to face, you know, a healthy Justin Tuck or Pierre Paul. Either way, he's not going to want to be on that ground with those guys. So I think he's going to be quick releasing it, and I believe the Giants have a big advantage in this game at home. I love them laying the 3 points. They may just be my new team.
All right, your new team. Hey, Happy New Year, Steve Budin da Buddha. Thank you so much. PickNation.com. Go there. Be square. Bye-bye. All right, so resolutions. How about a resolution for Steve Budin and for everybody else in the picking game, although he is good, boy. Talk about getting them right. He just told you what a hot week he had. He's had a very good season. He has a good track record. And, you know, some of the stuff and the information that he's given here has been just priceless. As we say, coming up in our third hour, we have Nail the Scores. If you paid attention to some of what da Buddha said, that might help in just at least picking sides, certainly, because remember, you're coming up with a numerical guess, just like picking lottery numbers. And he says it's going to be a war if it were the Giants and the Cowboys. I don't know. It's going to be that game. There are several other good games that we also mentioned here in this segment that could be chosen by our supercomputer because it's the last week of the year in the NFL. 17 weeks, how quickly it all slipped away. Boom, just like that. I feel like I blinked. And we went from the first week to the last week. Crazy. All right, New Year's resolutions. Alec Baldwin sent me a note, and he says to turn off all electronic devices getting on and off all flights, in fact, on anything that moves, just in case.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Resolutions, are they useless or do you make them? Everybody's running around coming up with their last minute resolutions. Maybe that's the problem before the ball drops on Times Square. Hey, hey, everybody. Let me be the first to say Happy New Year. Kate Delaney and all the crew here on America Tonight. If you want to throw out some resolutions, please do. 800-259-5791. Lady Gaga has an interesting one. Her resolution for 2012 to stop dressing so conservatively. Yeah, she doesn't show enough skin. I think she needs to be more revealing, more hip, more 20-something. Actually, I'm kidding. I love some of her lyrics, some of her songs, actually. And she is performing at Times Square. She will be doing the musical numbers in New York, at least for a set or two, as I understand it. How about that? All right, a lot of you actually sent some resolutions and some thoughts on things that are going on. Once again, as I say, it's an embarrassment of riches, just like the man from the North Pole. Your letters keep on pouring in like children. They get so many in the North Pole, they can't even possibly answer them all. We are in the same position, but we're going to try to do the best we can. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. We're running.
Tamale is here.
Ooh.
That Homer, he ate too many of my Irish cookies. I made some Irish butter cookies. That'll weigh you down, let me tell you. I don't know how many of you had some of those cookies and some of those candies that you eat in the holidays. Candy canes are dangerous. Chocolate's dangerous. I mean, just about anybody that's sitting around hanging out, going to see friends and whatnot, so many pastries. I think it's more the desserts, it seems like, than anything else at Christmas. I think the best thing to do is just avoid paying those visits, and then you'll avoid the 5 to 10 pounds that you gain when you do that. All right, let's head to the mail, and we're sitting down. Here we are. We're opening up a couple of them. Here's one from Joey who says, Kate, what do you think about this Rick Perry? Really, honestly, do you give him much of a chance at all in the scrum to, in the end, come out and win this thing? What do you think? No, I don't give him much of a chance at all. And I said that in the beginning, and many of you called up who didn't know much about the Texas governor and said, I think he's be a great candidate. He's great. He sounds so good. He's all shucks and authentic and all kinds of stuff. We went back and listened to a couple of those shows back in August especially. And Rick Perry just can't help but trip over himself. He can't. The gaffes. The one thing I will say about him, he does have a good sense of humor. So he seems to somehow bounce back, but he does not have big enough numbers to get that nomination. I cannot see him turning the corner and all of a sudden blowing up again like he did. He had his moment in the sun, and I don't think he's going to go anywhere with it. It is a good question, though, because you keep seeing the same faces, and you wonder, well, what about everybody else? We see that Ron Paul has caught fire in the Iowa caucus, at least in the polls heading into it. Rick Santorum's gone up. Newt Gingrich, of course, is still there. And Mitt Romney's there. But Rick Perry, One thing that Rick Perry is very, very weak on is history and things legal. Somebody asked him about a landmark Supreme Court case over Texas sodomy law, and he had no idea. He had no clue. The thing that he did do well, and he was smart to do this, is that he said when he was asked a question about from the audience, it was an audience question about Lawrence versus Texas. This happened back in 2003, and of course, it was cheered by gay rights people because it struck down sodomy laws in the state of Texas, and rendered them moot, invalidated them, in other words, in other states across the country. So significant if you think about, you know, gay rights. And Perry said, I wish I could tell you I knew every Supreme Court case. I don't. I'm not a lawyer. So here's the thing. He's right. I mean, is he going to know every Supreme Court case? Of course not. There are a lot of things slip on the docket that aren't sexy, that aren't big, that don't get the buzz. And he's not reading everything that they're doing, except for he was governor when this was going on. And it would be something that would be discussed because it was so huge. It was there when he it was actually the case began when he became the lieutenant governor, but it was heard and decided by the Supreme Court after he had become governor. So you would think that he would know that. And he may have the same problem that some other politicians have. You only have X amount of time. You're going from place to place, but you have to be briefed on the big stuff. And this was a big thing. And you know, so he just tried to, he didn't know what to say really in response except for what I mentioned. And then he slammed the decision. He said it was a handful of big cases where Texans had a different view of the world than the 9 oligarchs in robes. And he just, you know, got off of it and started talking about spending and whatnot. So this is part of the problem with Perry. All right, let's get another couple of quick ones in here for sure. This one comes to us from Sally C., who says, "Hello, America. Tonight, Happy New Year to Donovan, Matt, and yourself, Kate Delaney. I have to say, I enjoy the show. I've been listening for a solid year now. I wasn't so sure in the beginning, but my goodness, do you have me hooked." I love that qualifier. I wasn't so sure in the beginning, but now I'm hooked. Honesty and authenticness. It really works for all of us here. All right, what do you think is going to happen to the Occupy movement in 2012? Here is, as you say, my two cents. I think eventually it peters out toward the tail end of the year, but I think because it's an election year that it goes strong. It goes strong. Well, I would say in some areas that would be correct. I think in some areas, it'll still be going strong, if I want to steal your words. But in others, I think it peters out. Here's what the problem is. In fact, I have a resolution for the Occupy movement in general. Pick up, for 2012, pick up all the fast food wrappers, all the trash, because then they get booted from these parks and these city squares because they're messy and they leave their crap everywhere. That's the problem. I think the Occupy movement is viewed in two different ways. Some people say, attaboy, oh, that's great, oh, yeah, people are furious, they're sick of it, we hate the politicians, we're tired of the same old, we're tired of the log jam and Wall Street, the bankers, and blah, 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 blah. But it's always, to me, misplaced unless you take it to the people that you're slamming. Standing in the square, no. I think you go to the banks. Now, that has happened in a few places. Or you go after the lawmakers, because I think that's what works the most. Squeeze somebody where they don't want to be squeezed, in other words. I'll say it again. The people who represent you and me, what do they want? Unless they announce a big flashy retirement, they want another term. So they want another term. If enough people complain, they pay attention. The Congress men and women and the senators, it's the same thing. The same thing. All right, here's another one from Pat in New York. Yo, Kate, did you notice that the memorial, the 9/11 memorial, has had nothing but visitors since it officially opened? I'm proud to say I went there. I was overwhelmed at the fountains, and I didn't lose anyone, but I felt like I lost people. And there's been at least 1 million visitors. Yeah, I did read that story. And of course, we were in New York on the 18th, right? That the week after it had opened, and there is just crawling with people. It's best to make reservations. It's free, but you make reservations and you have a time if you go to New York. Otherwise, you're lining up early in the morning because they'll have an open time where people can go in, and the lines are so crazy long. If you think about that, so September 11th, the week after that, all the way to December, 1 million people and counting, that is a lot of people. Hey, it affected all of our worlds, as I have said many, many times. I don't have to tell this smart audience how do you view the world now in light of what happened on 9/11, no matter how old you were, if you were in high school, if you were, 40 years old, if you were 60 years old, if you have grandchildren, children, family members, the world, period, end of story, changed thanks to 9/11. All right, let's see. Here's one from Dotson, who says, woohoo. I like this, woohoo. I don't even think it's spelled right. How about those Seminoles? Kate, aren't you proud? Yeah, FSU beat Notre Dame. If you were listening to our last segment, you heard Steve Budin talk about FSU and what a big pick that was for him. They rallied. They were down 14 points. And in the second half, they really came back. They got by Notre Dame 18-14 in the Champs Sports Bowl. So a nice pickup for them. We are bowling. There are so many bowl games. The big ones are coming up. But there are a lot of FSU alums, so I'm assuming that's another one. I guess it's because I have family in Florida that you're referring to that, and I have family members who went to FSU. But I did not go there. I went to Ohio University. All right, let's take another quick one. Skip says, hey, I know it's the holidays, but I think you have live shows. Iran, unbelievable. They do not care what they say and what they do. Now blocking Hormuz. Kate, I think it's time we do something about Iran. Yeah, well, that's what's being talked about. 18% of our oil comes through that area, through the strait, through Iran. Yes, we get 25% from Canada, but it will affect us. And so far, they're rejecting our warning. We'll see. I think it's going to be a big, bad standoff. Hang with us. We're talking about the importance of water next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping, and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. All right, so 2012 almost here, and this is the time where you make those resolutions, and people say they have their list of things they're going to change, something they're going to do different that's going to change their life. A lot of it has to do with health. Wait till you meet our next guest. He's going to talk about the importance of water. How many times have you ever heard or not heard about drinking water? How key is that? How many people every day go out and you're eating and you're offered water and you refuse it because you're getting instead something else like, I don't know, Gatorade, iced tea, whatever it is, but you don't take the water. So Pam Wenzel joins us. She's the author of a book about that very thing, how important water is. So she's an author and a water advocate, and she's got a 90-day challenge on Facebook challenging you to drink the water. I'm proud to say I had a giant glass of water at breakfast and at dinner. Pam, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure, Kate. Great to be here.
All right, let's tell everybody your story, first of all. You are a breast cancer survivor, and you and I talked off the air, and you were telling me how you felt like if only you had had a lot of water, that you didn't drink water. You were not a water person at all, that who knows what would have happened on your odyssey to even getting breast cancer. Would you have gotten that disease? Would that have happened to you? Would that happen to other people?
Exactly. I wonder that because I was so good about eating and exercising, and I just felt like I did all the right things. I looked healthy. I felt healthy. I was healthy. But I think the bad thing is I lived on coffee. I lived on coffee. I had two double tall lattes pretty much in an eight-hour day at work because, you know, my goal was to avoid water to stay out of the bathroom. I was so much more productive on the coffee. And I probably did this for maybe 10 years and starting in my early 20s and was diagnosed at 27 with breast cancer.
Wow, 27 years old. And you were stunned, right, when you heard the news?
Oh, absolutely. I was the healthiest person I knew.
Wow. And so you think, because now you've gone back and you think with so much of our water, so much of our body is water, and people don't realize that there is definitely a key to unlocking something much more healthy in our systems if we were to drink water and saturate ourselves, right?
Well, in my opinion, yeah, absolutely. When I started researching water for this book that I have on water recipes from resorts from around the world, I discovered many, many correlations between drinking water and chronic diseases. And believe it or not, studies show just 2 years ago when I wrote this book that 75% of us, even providing all the beverages we have available to us, 75% of us are dehydrated. And chronic dehydration, I've discovered, is the cause of almost 60% or more of all of the diseases that we suffer from, chronic dehydration. So it makes sense to me that if that many people are dehydrated, clearly we have too many other choices to drink besides water. We're not drinking the water. And I think that's what got me into trouble as well.
Yeah. And did you ever have that recommended to you? And I were also talking about this. How many people listening here across America, have you ever had a doctor say, geez, you might drink more water. Your blood pressure is high. It's low. You have a few pounds to probably get off here. Did any doctor ever suggest that to you?
No one ever has suggested that to me. And, you know, the funny thing, I've been in and out of the hospital with a few friends here lately in the last few weeks and speaking to doctors who were actually visiting with my friends and discovering that not only do they not mention water as part of something important for their healing, which it is the most important thing, but talking about the fact that they don't even drink water. They don't think about it. They're busy. They're doing other things. And it's just not something on your mind. Like, you know, you hear you need to drink 8 glasses of water a day and you need to sleep 8 hours a night. Well, how many people actually drink 8 glasses of water a day? It seems like an impossible feat. But, you know, it's something we need to train ourselves to do. We need to develop a habit in order to get back to a healthy nation, without a doubt.
How did you train yourself to start drinking water? What did you start doing?
It was so impossible. When you are used to teaching your body how to live in constant drought, it was hard. It took me probably a year to be able to drink consistently 25 ounces of water in a day. And my body, based on my body weight, I needed to drink 3 of those 25-ounce bottles a day just to get what was recommended. And then if I drank a cup of coffee, you know, you need to add 3 more glasses of water on top of that or a soda to make up for that. But it was super hard. But now I have it down. I have a plan, and I'm going to help people do it. So when we kick this off, the 90-day challenge on the first of the year here, we'll be here to give you tips and pointers and ideas and help you develop this habit and help your kids develop it, too, if you want to bring them in. It's a great excuse to take your kids off soda.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So if somebody wants to – so tell us about the idea of the 90-day challenge. That's all part of, okay, well, let's try this. Because people are goal-oriented. We've been talking about lists and all of that. So
right.
If people are goal-oriented, was that part of the idea? Geez, if we do 90 days, we can really probably get some people to do this.
Well, The key to the 90 days is that 90 days is how long health professionals say it takes to have a brand new body to replace all the old cells in your body, 90 to 120 days. So, and 21 days is how long it takes to develop a habit. So we're figuring that if we can get people to stick with it for 21 days and follow us with all of our tips and all of our information to help you stay on the plan, at the end of the 90 days, you will feel so good that you won't want to go back on soda and all these other things. You'll probably, a lot of people will for the first time be really hydrated and know what it feels like to be really hydrated and feel good.
Yep. Yeah. And you know what I heard from a pharmacist, because that's the only time anyone ever recommended water to me, Pam, is that for women, all the creams that they put on their face trying to get rid of wrinkles and all that stuff, that if you really are hydrated, you'll see a change in your skin. Did you notice that?
There is no doubt. Well, not only I see a change, I see so many changes, not just the skin, but believe it or not, this is kind of a gross thing, but when I exercise and I sweat, I don't have that smell. It's amazing how your body smells clean, even when you sweat, even when you have your, you know, your natural body functions.
Right.
It's just, it's different. And that's another thing, too, is water will help you regulate. If you ever have trouble getting regular with your body functions, water is absolutely amazing. For skin, body function, everything. Water, the main function, besides all the others, is to flush toxins from your body, to keep you well, to keep you feeling good.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. You said that you got recipes. Is that part of the book, that you got recipes from different people?
Yeah, well, they're not just people. These recipes are recipes from resort spas from around the world. A lot of times, and that's where I really discovered at the Hyatt Samaya down in New Mexico. I was there on a three-day golf trip with my husband, and they had a spa water, which is basically plain water that's infused with different combinations of fruits and or herbs. And I noticed my husband was never a good water drinker, and I noticed that every time we came in from the golf course, he would stop in the lobby and he would sip the spa water every time. He'd make excuses to go in there. I thought we were going to have a room charge on our bill when we checked out for all the water he drank. I'm serious. And I it just kind of dawned on me that maybe if I made this at home, he would drink it. But then when we got home, there were no recipes. There were no recipes online. There was many books and much information about water and the importance of it, but nothing on how to make it taste better. So we just received a bunch of replies from spas around the world. We chose some great recipes and made a book. So it's just something to put in your kitchen. It's very decorative. It's more to just have something to look at and encourage you to remember to drink water.
Mm. Yeah, so if somebody wants to get a copy of the book, how do they do that?
Oh, we have free shipping right now still for a few more days. They can go to our website, which is myspawater.com, and they can order it there and get free shipping. And we also have on our Facebook, we have a purchase page on the Facebook, which is also where we have our 90-day challenge. If anyone's bold enough to go on there and click on that and join us for that, we'll help you out there.
Yeah, and you talk about the spa water. Somebody told me, and I'm sure you probably have this too, that you could take just even lemon. You know how sometimes you'll go to places, like I lived in Spain, and they always served you water with lemon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about that helps your metabolism, too.
It's great for metabolism. Also, lemon is a detoxifier. So, as a matter of fact, we're going to do a lot of lemon and honey mixtures for people who are trying to get off the coffee in the morning. That's going to be a hot drink that we mentioned for morning people, because what that does is it helps clean the toxins from your intestines. So, great.
Good.
Lemon and water, lime and water. Most citruses are great for your body.
Yeah, I agree with you. Pam, thanks so much for coming on. Check it out, the 90-Day Challenge on Facebook. Drink that water. She's absolutely right. Pam, thanks. Good luck with everything, and we appreciate you stopping by.